Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Systems Thinking, an AI's Guide to 100 Ways to Spot Connections. Humans Often Overlook by Quinn Voss positions itself as a practical, pattern-focused handbook for seeing how outcomes are produced by networks of causes rather than single events. Framed through an AI lens, the book emphasizes how to notice relationships, feedback loops, and second-order effects that can hide inside everyday situations at work, in personal habits, in organizations, and in society. Instead of treating systems thinking as an abstract academic field, it presents many bite-sized methods for connecting dots, diagnosing why problems keep recurring, and identifying leverage points where small changes can create outsized results. Readers can expect an approach built around repeatable prompts and mental models that encourage curiosity, testing assumptions, and mapping dependencies. The overall promise is not to replace intuition, but to upgrade it, helping readers recognize patterns earlier, avoid simplistic fixes, and make decisions that hold up better over time as conditions change. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, seeing systems instead of events. A core theme is the shift from event-level thinking to system-level thinking. Many people react to what is most visible, a missed deadline, a sales drop, a conflict, a health setback. The book's framing encourages readers to ask what structure keeps producing the same kinds of events. That means looking for accumulations like backlogs, debt, burnout, or inventory, and noticing how flows like information, work, money, or attention move through a situation. When you treat problems as isolated incidents, you tend to reach for quick fixes that only treat symptoms. By contrast, a systems view treats each incident as a signal from a larger arrangement of incentives, constraints, habits, and delays. The AI guide concept supports this by offering many ways to prompt deeper noticing: what is being measured, what is being optimized, and what is being ignored. The result is a more diagnostic mindset that can reduce blame and increase clarity. Instead of focusing on who caused a failure, readers are guided to explore what conditions made failure likely and what redesign would make success easier and more repeatable. Secondly, feedback loops and the patterns they create. The book highlights feedback loops as one of the most useful lenses for spotting hidden connections. Reinforcing loops amplify change. Success attracts resources that create more success, or stress triggers behaviors that generate more stress. Balancing loops resist change, a thermostat effect where the system pushes back toward a target. Understanding which loop dominates in a moment helps explain why some efforts snowball while others stall. The AI-oriented promise of 100 ways suggests many practical cues for loop detection: repeating cycles, growth that suddenly plateaus, or interventions that work briefly and then fade. It also encourages recognizing how loops interact, creating common system archetypes such as escalation, shifting the burden, or limits to growth. This matters for decision-making because you can choose actions that strengthen helpful loops and weaken harmful ones. For example, in teams you can build reinforcing loops between trust and communication, while reducing reinforcing loops between overload and errors. By training attention on feedback, readers can better predict unintended consequences and design policies or habits that stabilize outcomes rather than constantly chasing problems. Thirdly, delays, nonlinearity, and why results arrive late. Another major topic is that causes and effects are often separated by time and by indirect pathways. Delays make systems feel unpredictable because actions taken today may not show results until weeks or months later. This leads to overcorrection, impatience, and abandoning good strategies too early. Systems can also be non-linear, meaning small inputs sometimes do nothing and then suddenly trigger large changes once thresholds are crossed. The book's approach aims to help readers become more comfortable with lagging indicators and to build habits of monitoring leading indicators instead. In personal improvement, that might mean tracking process consistency rather than waiting for major outcomes. In business, it can mean watching pipeline health, capacity, and cycle time rather than only quarterly revenue. The AI guide framing supports systematic experimentation: change one variable, wait long enough to see effects, and document what changed. When readers learn to anticipate delays and non-linear shifts, they can choose steadier actions, communicate expectations more realistically, and avoid panic-driven decisions that destabilize the system further. Fourthly, mapping connections, boundaries, stakeholders, and constraints. Systems thinking is not only about seeing more connections, but also about choosing the right boundaries so the map stays useful. The book's practical orientation implies methods for deciding what to include: the stakeholders affected, the resources constrained, the policies that govern behavior, and the environment that shapes incentives. By expanding boundaries thoughtfully, readers can spot where problems are exported to another part of the system. For instance, optimizing one department can create bottlenecks elsewhere, or saving time in the short term can increase long-term rework. A strong mapping mindset also highlights constraints, because a system often behaves the way it does due to a limiting factor like capacity, attention, budget, or trust. The reader is guided to ask where the constraint sits, what feeds it, and what would happen if it moved. This creates a more humane and strategic style of problem solving. Rather than demanding more effort from people inside the system, you redesign the conditions, align incentives, and reduce friction. Mapping becomes a way to improve coordination and reduce conflict by making trade-offs visible. Lastly, leverage points and better interventions. The book's promise of many ways to spot overlooked connections points toward one main payoff: finding leverage points. A leverage point is a place where a small shift can create a significant change in system behavior. The book likely encourages readers to distinguish between shallow leverage, such as tweaking numbers, deadlines, and rules, and deeper leverage, such as changing goals, information flows, and underlying assumptions. A practical guide helps readers avoid the trap of pushing harder at low leverage points, which often produces fatigue without meaningful improvement. Instead, it trains a more strategic search. Where does information arrive too late? Where are incentives misaligned? Where does a policy unintentionally reward the wrong behavior? And what belief keeps the system locked in place? Readers can then design interventions that are easier to sustain, such as making feedback faster, simplifying decision rights, or changing measurement, so the system naturally moves toward the desired outcome. This topic turns systems thinking from observation into action, enabling readers to create improvements that persist rather than temporary fixes. In conclusion, this book fits readers who want practical ways to think more clearly about complex situations, managers, founders, analysts, educators, healthcare, and policy professionals, and anyone trying to improve habits, relationships, or workflows that keep repeating the same problems. It can benefit a reader's life by shifting attention from blame and reactive fixes to structure and causality. When you learn to see feedback loops, delays, and constraints, you make steadier choices, communicate expectations better, and reduce the frustration of interventions that backfire. The AI guide framing also suits readers who like checklists, prompts, and multiple lenses they can apply quickly, especially when they feel stuck or overwhelmed by complexity. Compared with similar books that are either highly technical or mostly conceptual, this one is positioned as a large set of actionable connection spotting methods. That breadth can make it easier to move from understanding systems thinking in theory to practicing it in meetings, planning sessions, and personal reflection. If you want a compact, repeatable toolkit rather than a single framework, it is worth buying because it aims to deliver many entry points into the same skill. Noticing what you are missing and choosing interventions that improve the whole system. Noticing what you are missing and choosing interventions that improve the whole system. If you would like to support Quinn Voss, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.